Thank you, Madam President. The Marshall Islands warmly welcomes the delegation of Papua New Guinea and thanks them for the presentation of their third UPR report. As a fellow Pacific citizen, the Marshall Islands is encouraged by Papua New Guinea's comprehensive set of laws and policies on environmental issues. With the launch of the country's second nationally determined contributions, the country has demonstrated its commitment to fulfilling its obligations under the UNFCCC through mainstreaming climate change into development priorities. We invite the government of Papua New Guinea to adopt a human rights-based approach in the implementation of these policies and to encourage the involvement of stakeholders in the decision-making process. Furthermore, we commend Papua New Guinea's recent endeavors in fighting corruption with the adoption of the Whistleblower Act 2020 and the Organic Law and Independent Commission Against Corruption Law 2019. With a view to further improve the human rights situation in the country, we offer the following recommendations. 1. Ratify the Convention on the Rights of the Child. 2. Develop a strategy to combat all forms of violence against women, including the provision of training and capacity building for court personnel and protection mechanisms. 3. Pursue efforts towards the full and unequivocal abolition of the death penalty. And 4. Introduce legislation on access to information that is in line with international standards. We wish the delegation of Papua New Guinea all success during this third UPR cycle. Komo tada, and I thank you.